This weekend, arm wrestlers from around the country will compete in one of the nation's top arm wrestling competitions in Columbus, Ohio. And some of those competitors will be women, including Manchester resident Debbie Banyan. I caught up with Banyan recently to find out why she's trying to grow the women's arm wrestling community in the Granite State. Debbie Banyan is fighting hard. She's bracing herself against the table. She's losing slightly, but she's fighting back. Her opponent, UNH student Nate Knopf, falters, and that is when Banyan rallies and beats him to the crowd's delight.
Nice job, guys. Good job, Nate.
The 51-year-old shakes her arm, seems ready to go again. She's at UNH Manchester to demonstrate the sport, and she calls out a challenge to students huddled on sofas near the Cafe Commons. They look up from their books with a blend of confusion and wonder on their faces.
I never hurt anyone, I promise. We'll just teach you something so you can beat everyone else.
But Banyan looks like she could hurt someone. She's slender and she wears a black sleeveless dress, showing off her muscular arms.
You guys, I'm telling you, it's so much fun. Come try, it's so much fun.
Students do come forward, including some women. Banyan gives tips to UNH student Bonnie Smith. Banyan lunges as she pins Smith's arm to the table.
If I'm winning right now, because we got that left arm, I'm going to bend my right and go towards it.
Okay.
Okay? So your elbow has to stay down all the time, or it's a foul. And notice my arm.
Banyan loves a good competition, and she especially loves winning. She was angling for a spot on the reality TV show Survivor when she first started arm wrestling. She had been lifting weights, which she still does, and she wanted another activity to help build strength. Arm wrestling seemed like the perfect fit. So she entered a competition, and she placed second. But she says finding women to compete with in those early days was a challenge.
I've been involved for 4 years, and I would go to meets, and it'd be maybe one other girl there, sometimes none. And I'd drive hours and hours to get there, you know? So we'd have to, like, beg someone in the audience to come arm wrestle me, so I'd have someone to arm wrestle.
But she doesn't need to beg anymore. She says more women are taking a shine to the sport. And she can tell in part because membership of her Facebook group, Female Arm Wrestlers United, is on the rise. But she still bumps up against opposition to the idea of women participating at all, especially from male veterans of the sport.
A lot of name-calling, like I'm being selfish, or how dare I, or this isn't, you're lucky you're being allowed to go. And that's kind of been it. It's been like, you know what, you're lucky we're letting women go at all.
And while women are now welcome to compete, their cash prizes are often smaller. In one of the most popular leagues, the World Arm Wrestling League, entry fees are the same, but cash prizes for women are much smaller. Steve Kaplan is president of the league. He blames those different cash prizes on a lack of interest and on the fact that men are on TV more often than women.
There's 5 episodes of men on ESPN and 1 of women. So, you know, it doesn't equate.
But Kaplan says the league expects to offer equal cash prizes for men and women next year.
Go on, we'll go right one time.
One time.
Prize money aside, interest in the sport here at UNH this afternoon seems widespread. Nate Knopf, the student who lost his wrestling match, says he did better than he thought he would.
I mean, somebody has biceps the size of your head, doesn't really matter if they're man or woman. I thought she was going to put me right on the ground.
And Bonnie Smith, the UNH senior who got a primer on the sport, says it's good for people to realize women can be as strong as men.
I think it's really nice to have women here, you know, up showing the males a little bit.
Smith says once classes end this semester, she'll look into this whole arm wrestling thing, which is exactly the result Debbie Banyan was hoping for. For NHPR News, I'm Peter Biello.